So Michael Faraday's laboratory is one of the engines of modernity because, like most important labs, it's a place where resources can be drawn together from many different sites and then applied to a single focused project. And that's what Faraday in the 1830s and 1840s was doing. He starts working here very much as a chemist, as an analytical chemist, one of the new style chemical experimenters of the early 19th century, and manages to analyze and then make a whole range of new chemical compounds, including stuff like benzene, which by the end of the 19th century will be the driving force behind a whole series of big new industries like dyestuffs and explosives. On the basis of his chemical expertise, he turns his attention to electricity and magnetism, the fashionable new sciences of the period, so that right at the start of the 1830s, in the very period when Stevenson is launching his rocket between Manchester and Liverpool, Faraday is beginning to turn his attention from organic chemistry towards the strange behavior of batteries and magnets. In 1831, Faraday made the first dynamo, that's to say the first machine which could artificially generate an electric current simply by moving wires and magnets. So that right at the moment when the steam revolution in many ways had reached its culmination, men like Faraday and allies and competitors right across London and in Manchester, in working in places like this, were already laying the foundations for electrotechnology, which was the technical system which was going to overtake steam and bring the modern age about.